Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 216, Halo Reach Review. This is the show recorded on the 12th of September, 2010. I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hi.
And Ada!
Yeah! I'm back. I've got the internet and I'm back.
You've had the internet for about a month.
No, a couple of weeks.
Month, more like. We saw you playing Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I must admit, I've completely lost track of how long it is. I was like, oh, we're in August, and it's going to take forever. And all of a sudden it's like, Sergius, you do realize it's September now. And I'm like, you're kidding. Where the hell's August gone? Mm-hmm. I've been so busy with this house, I don't get a chance to play any video games. I think it was literally has been the odd Super Street Fighter 4 match, and then when we had the house party, we were massive Guitar Hero playing. But far this weekend, I've not played much video games, which has been very depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from Street Fighter, which is easy to just quickly pick up and play.
Mm-hmm.
You sound mm-hmm. well interested, Paul.
Yeah.
It's always interesting when I start talking about Street Fighter.
Fighting game, come on, Adam. Mortal Kombat or nothing. You know, yeah, at least I can tolerate Dead or Alive.
Yeah, because there's women in it.
There's women in Street Fighter. They're just not attractive.
Let's not go there.
Now for the news.
Okay, first up this week, Future Lab, which is a Brighton-based studio, have announced a new title they've got in the works, but they do not have a name for it. So what they are doing is allowing you to name it.
Yeah, so this is a PSP mini title. The first title this company made, which was an actual console game, handheld game, was a game called Coconut Dodge on the PSP minis, which I have played. But yeah, so they're really cool because I know the, well, girlfriend of the person who owns the studio, and they're really cool. Did you that? So
I'm trying to work out what that makes him and you.
I'm friends of the guy who owns...
Acquaintances.
I'm an acquaintance.
So we should really put that as a disclaimer, saying what our potential bias could be in this game, shouldn't we?
Not really. I just know his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or partner, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, so they're making a new PSP minigame. All they've released is a screenshot of this woman.
Yeah.
She has a teleportation device. So it's got some kind of teleportation mechanic in the game.
And she's also faster, smarter, and stronger than I am, apparently.
Yep.
Good luck, missus. With those skinny girl arms.
They've also released the main theme of the game. So you can hear what the game will sound like and then try and get some ideas for the name. And then you just go on their website, which is futurelab.co.uk/name-our-game.
Future Lab is spelt wrong, by the way.
FuturLab. So no E.
No E in future.
So if you go on there, you can enter names for the game and the main character lady.
Actually means it's Futurelab.
Futurelab. I call it Futurelab.
Futurelab. It's like Futurelab. BlazBlue. If you want me to pronounce it with the thing being different sound, put the fracking E in.
Well, maybe that's how they pronounce it then.
Futurelab.
Futurelab.
Future.
Future.
Sounds like a German exchange student.
If they pick your choice, you get a copy of the game for free, which won't be too expensive as it's a PSP mini title anyway. You get that.
PSP mini titles are downloadable PSN.
Yeah, downloadable
games.
PSN. You can't get them in boxes, kind of stuff. You get a copy of the game and you get your name in the credits. And they're also doing runners up, and they get pretty much the same thing. So I think they should give something more to the winner. But then, of course, they get a game named after what they suggest.
And they have to sign reels and reels of paperwork.
They have
to say, yes, you can. I am not going to sue you at a later date for naming the game. Yeah.
You should email in, Paul, and call it. I'd say that they should call the game Portal.
I'd suggest Metroid Prime.
What Christmas looks like.
Well, if she's faster, smarter, and stronger than I am, surely all those attributes would apply to the Metroid Prime lady.
Samus.
Metroid Prime Lady.
She's the Bionic Woman.
They look quite similar, except... Actually, no, they do look quite similar.
They do.
Bionic Woman.
They should call it Etroid Rhyme.
Etroid Rhyme. You should send them that in. No, you can give them a few choices, though, as well. So, like, your main choice and other ones.
Yep. There's also a Cities in... there's a game called Cities in Motion announced, as opposed to There Is Blah Blah Blah.
It's a transportation simulator.
It's kind of like SimCity, but less about city management, more about managing transportation and all these little, like, these few vertical aspects they're concentrating on. It does look quite cool. I think I actually commented on it saying, that looks cool.
Yeah, Charlotte posted up the trailer as well, didn't she?
Let's see what Ashley said about it. Oh, yeah, looks cool. let's just hope their economic simulators are hardcore enough. Yeah.
I think it sounds cute, though, because you're helping control the buses, trams, subway. What's a water bus?
It's like a ferry, but it's connected with the bus system.
Okay.
But I've had a go on one. So basically it means if a city has a water ferry, it normally means that their public
water transport... Water ferry, as opposed to a land ferry.
You know what I mean. It's because you said water bus.
I just read water bus, and I'd never heard of the term before.
Yeah, it would be a ferry that just ferries people, and it will just bus people across a river or something. But normally you, like, I've been on the water bus in Vancouver, and you literally can use your bus ticket to, because the bus tickets allow you to jump on and off buses for at least an hour until the ticket runs out. You can jump off at the bus stop, will stop at the train station, and then you can jump on the
water train.
Water bus.
Water train.
Because their train station's like a central hub, so you
train
can catch the
derails,
train
goes into water. No! Hundreds of people die. Yeah, we've got a trailer for this game on the website, gamercast.net/cities in motion with dashes between the words.
Yeah, and that's coming out Windows only in 2011 at some point.
Yeah, like I said, if you like SimCity and you like, you know, the idea of just managing this particular vertical in it, it might be quite cool. Sort of cartoony graphics, but it looks cool. There's also some Halo Reach news.
Yeah, so they've announced that the soundtrack will become available.
Hey, use your own mouse.
Oh, is that one mine? I was trying to see how much it is.
We actually do have two mice plugged in at the moment.
So you can buy the Halo Reach soundtrack now off Amazon in an actual CD for $13.99. Well, $13.99. I don't know how much it is on our store, because this just linked me to .com.
Well, I can quickly find out if you keep talking about
it. You can do. So you'll be able to buy a physical copy off Amazon, which comes out September 28th.
You can also buy the all-new Kindle.
Yes, you can. Then you can also buy... Okay, he just... Obviously, Adam's all wised up with Amazon now. So he just look at it, and it told him. Yeah, so the physical soundtrack is $16.49 on the UK Amazon, and it comes out 28th of September.
Interestingly enough, it's listed as being an import.
So that's
hobby.
Not actually put up yet.
Yeah.
You can buy a digital version off Something Digital, something spelt with a U instead of an O. So they've done a lot of game soundtracks recently. I heard she had that open. But I don't think you can pre-order, can you? Oh, $9.99. And it's coming out September 14th, so it comes out the same day the game comes out. And you can pick up the two-disc soundtrack for $9.99. Don't know what the conversion rate will be. But yes, you can get that. That's two discs. Then also, Brady Games have announced they're doing limited edition guides. So like the Fable...
Oh yeah,
do you remember
these guides look quite swish.
Do they?
Yeah.
You remember the Fable 3 guides?
No,
so there was a limited edition one.
Fable 3 isn't
Fable
out
2,
yet.
Fable 2, I'm sorry. Fable 2 guides. So they had like a special print inside, and they were made by Brady Games. And these are kind of similar, because the hardcover of the strategy guide is a specific cover. There's like 6 to choose from, which are of the Noble Team. But you don't know what you get until you buy it, which is horrible, of course. But yeah, they retail at £20. But you get
a lot of money if you want to buy them all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've got a friend at work who wants to buy all 6, because he's obsessed. But, yeah, so you get 96 more pages in the limited edition guide, which has, like, developer diary, concept art kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick up that one for £20 with an exclusive cover, or you can get a normal strategy guide for $12.99. They're Brady Games guides, so they're quite good quality. They're not as good quality as Piggyback, though. Piggyback are the best
guides. Don't say that!
Piggyback do. Piggyback are the guys that do the Final Fantasy ones and all the Square games.
Does nobody publish comments on Gamercast anymore?
Charlotte is supposed to, considering they're on her things, and lots of it's spam.
Top one isn't spam.
Well, tell Charlotte to sort out.
No, I'll just publish it.
Okay. Yeah, so you can pick up those guides. As well as that, they're doing midnight launches for Halo Reach. So the main one I'm taking...
Wait, aren't we going to have a review of the guide as well at some point?
Yeah, we'll have a review of the guide.
Video
the...
review as well?
Yeah, video
okay,
review.
Okay, cool.
On the website.
That'll be sometime this week, I assume?
Yeah, it should be. So they're doing a main midnight launch at the Westfield Centre, which is a shopping centre in London. And they are having... Who are they having there? They're having one of the guys... it's one of the Noble Team. Why can I not read this?
They're having one of the Noble... What?
One of the
These
voice
are actual
actors.
People. Cool.
One of the voice actors.
Noble 1. Noble 2. Noble 3.
Noble 4. It's right at the start. They're having the people who do the voices for Carter and Jun.
Carter's the main leader of man.
Well, I'm guessing when they say they have them there, it means the voice actors, not people dressed up as them. I'm not sure. So, yeah. But the first six people in their queue for the midnight launch receive... Well, they'll be the first to receive that anyway. They can have their pictures taken with this giant mural of the Noble Team that's been created by the Westfield mm-hmm. Centre. Although I'm sure everyone can have their picture with that, but I suppose they'll have a professional picture taken with it.
I as far as I believe, it's actually the voice actor.
Yeah.
Now you've said that, I just realised that they did exactly the same thing for the release in the States, because Nathan from Firefly posted a picture on his Twitter of him with his copy of Halo Reach stood next to some guy in front of that mural.
Okay. Cool.
So I'm guessing it's actually the voice actor, because the guy wasn't wearing any armor, he was in a normal suit jacket and trousers.
Cool. As well as that, people who go there can get spot prizes. They're going to give away Halo Reach merchandise and game gift vouchers. That's in a game store, by the way. I didn't actually mention that.
Ooh.
So people that go to that opening, of course you'd have to get there for midnight and be able to get home. Whereas if you don't live in London, that's always going to be a bit of annoyance. But as well as that, then every other game, well, not over 400 game and game station stores are going to be doing midnight launches as well.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, that's right.
Great.
Are you going to yours?
Yes. I have a Halo Reach Xbox 360 to pick up.
Wicked. I remember when we went for the Halo 3.
Here we go. This is the story about how me and Adam went to the Halo 3 event to get the Legendary Editions for that, and how I let Adam have stat discount.
I worked.
And I couldn't play on mine because I didn't have an Xbox.
I worked the Halo 3 launch.
I didn't.
I did. It was all right. I left with loads of Halo stuff.
Okay, what's this next item, since we spent 15 minutes talking about just three items?
So the next up is just a brief thing. Machinarium, which is an adventure game made by the Aminata Design, who are the guys that made that game. It was a web-based... Oh, bum. Began with an S. They made two adventure games that were only web-based, and then they released them for PC. And then this is their third adventure game called Machinarium. It's been out on PC for a long time now, but it's coming out on the Nintendo Wii in the form of WiiWare. There's been no official confirmation of date of when it's coming out, but they've said it's coming out, which is cool.
Great. Yeah.
Next up, I actually wrote some stuff about this today, so I know about it now. So Dead Meets Lead has been announced, which is being created by a Swedish company called Keldon, I'm going to guess. It's a bit of a weird word. Keldon Interactive. And what it is, you're in the 18th century, and you're this... Well,
fantastic.
What's happened in the 18th century?
Before anaesthetic.
Yeah. There was word of some kind of plague ravaging these two islands. And the church council got together a team of people to go rid them of the plague, because apparently it was like dark arts and witchcraft and stuff like that. Their ship then got smashed in a storm, and the captain, who was the only person who survived, managed to get onto the island and can now rid the islands of their unnice...
I don't need my crew, I can do it myself.
Evil, sinning zombies. So this guy, he's armed with a sword,
I can't really do a sword effect.
A blunderbuss pistol. and a Bible.
Eat Bible.
Yeah, so it sounds quite cool. It's like a almost an isometric view. Third person hack and little slashy guy with a sword. He's wearing like full English regimental gear. There's him. And he's like uber Christian. Trying to kill zombies. That's what it looks like.
And what's this out on?
That's on PC. No official release date has been announced, but they've only just announced it, and this is their first game as well. So.
Alrighty, moving along.
Yep, this is just a brief thing about Game City 5 stuff that's been announced. So Game City 5 is a event that happens every October up in Nottingham. So a really annoying place to get to.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is why I've only been once, and I probably won't go again this year, which is a shame.
Oh, well, on the plus side, you won't have to go again.
That's true. It was horrible getting up there. Trains are horrible up there. So it takes place the week of the 25th of October, I believe, until the end of the week, bar the Sunday.
Tuesday
so the
to
30th.
Saturday,
is it Tuesday? I thought it starts Monday. I don't know. Anyway, so they've announced they're doing...
Tuesday.
This is the cool bit. They're doing a Harry Potter Deathly Hallows
concert.
Oh, here
concert. We go. This is why this is in the
How
news.
How cool is that? So it's the first, like, public being able to listen to the music of it.
But
so
didn't Lego Harry Potter already come out?
The guy
haven't you finished making that yet?
The guy who did the score for it, so he made... he did the score for previous Command & Conquer games.
Oh, dear.
But
it's not the Frank Lepaki bloke.
No, it's not.
The legend...
But
lives on
he,
in whatever
he's done
he's
the Deathly Hallows music, and so it's really, really cool. So he's doing that, which is the exclusive world premiere performance, which is happening on the Thursday, the 28th of October from 7:30. They're also playing other game music, as far as I'm aware, but he's like the main thing that they've announced.
Yeah, Pac-Man theme.
They're doing their usual One Life Left stuff, so they've got them down there doing live shows. They're doing Pac-Man around Nottingham.
I knew they were doing Pac-Man Sonic.
Yeah. So they're doing Pac-Man around Nottingham because he's going to be 30 years old. Or he is 30 years old. And they're doing it via GPS stuff. I don't know how they're going to get other people to take part in that, but yeah. It's going to be all around Nottingham. As usual, Lego's being a big sponsor, so they've got Lego stuff that you can do. They've got the BAFTA keynote, as usual. And they're going to have a load of games there, apparently, that haven't been announced yet.
Okay, moving along.
Yep, Nick's Quest. I think you saw me play this game ages ago on the Wii.
Probably.
It was the Greek one and the little girl. I had to make her fly and stuff.
Probably, possibly.
It's a really lovely, beautiful WiiWare title called Nick's Quest that came out last year.
To say what we're saying, it's coming out on the PC.
I was going to just say it was made by some guys in Spain.
Oh, and it's coming out on the PC September.
I tried to see how much it's going to be on Steam, but there was no prices.
Okay. Microsoft have also announced an Xbox 360 Kinect bundle. So in addition to the 4GB one they've already announced, they've also announced now the 250GB model, which will be £300. So £50 more than the 4GB one with Kinect. So if you want the hard drive, £50 more.
It's not bad.
Which is basically what it is. Anyway, so basically you're saving £30 over buying it separately.
And I suppose if you want a new 360 and you want Kinect, you might as well pick it up.
Might as well save yourself £30.
Yeah.
Although I'd buy it now and buy Kinect later anyway. Cause
well, that's what I've done
the
anyway.
The new Xbox is better. See, it's... Here we go. Legend. Okay.
Just wait for our cool Halo one when we get it.
Yeah, but that won't be sat next to the microphone.
No, it won't.
Rune Factory 2. A Fantasy Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon!
Yay!
Oh my God. So, Rising Star have officially announced
release
date.
That cool Rising Star man. What's his name?
Tyrone.
Yeah, he's cool.
He was cool. They've officially announced the release date for the next Rune Factory game, which is the 8th of October, which is cool because that might mean they'll have it at Expo. And yeah, it's a new Harvest Moon game. What's Harvest Moon?
Expo
a new
is
Rune
end of
Factory
September,
game.
Isn't it?
No, it's 31st of October.
Oh, so yeah, end of October,
well,
yeah.
The end of October. Yeah, so it's the new, as I didn't say, Rune Factory game, not Harvest Moon. So it's got RPG elements with Harvest Moon farming stuff. The cool thing about this, though. So, like in Harvest Moon, you can have relationships with the ladies around the town. But in this one, you can get married and have a kid. And then, when your kid grows up, you then control
the kid.
Kid
to work.
So, you play through two generations.
Oh, yeah, that's
which I think is quite cute.
Fun.
Because they haven't done that before. So you get to play as your kid, and then I guess your dad grows old or something.
Still,
like that.
I'd rather force a kid to work on the farm.
Well, you kind of do that, except you
can
control
the kid. Yeah, but
you
have to do it yourself.
Yeah. But you can tame monsters and make them do your work on the farm.
Oh, tame monsters, great. Mafia 2, what's this about Mafia 2? It's already out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's already out. Shard's been playing it a lot, hasn't
she? Yeah, it does look quite cool. If it was on PC with gamer scores, I'd probably get it, actually. It's good enough for me
to buy
it.
It's not
though,
is it?
No.
With gamer scores?
No, which is why I'm not buying it. See, you're losing sales by not supporting achievements and stuff. No, really, achievements would push me over into buying a game.
Well, yeah, I know they would. That's how you are.
I like having everything linked together. It's handy, isn't it? Because what's the point in playing a game and nobody can see me playing it, apart from on Steam? And then I have to launch it through Steam, which means I have to have all these stupid shortcuts pointing to Steam, which means they have the Steam flipping shortcut icon, and it's like, bleh.
This is mainly announced, but just to say that they've priced up Jimmy's Vendetta, which is the next piece of DLC that they've announced.
Aye.
So Jimmy's Vendetta will be the first piece of DLC, I think, available, which will be 800 Microsoft points, which is quite expensive. But they generally, 2K games, their single player DLC is 800 points, which I think is quite expensive.
Oh, aye.
But it's adding more to the story.
Yeah, the story doesn't look too shabby.
No, and it's quite long because she's still playing it. She hasn't finished it yet.
Yeah. What's this Chim game?
Chime. You've played this? Chim, Chimney. On 360? Well, you loaded it up because if you remember, it was a game that gave you 500G from turning it on because it's for charity. So it's
500G?
500 game score. No, 50G.
If it was 500, I would remember it. 50, I won't remember it.
I'm sure I said that wrong. I think it gives you 50 when you turn it on. I was like, oh, there you go, Paul. You can turn this on and get some game score without playing it. Mm. So it's officially out on Steam now.
We like game score.
And they've put Still Alive, the Portal song, in it.
Oh, yeah, that's that legendary Portal song.
Which you didn't really know about until recent.
Well, no, I never finished Portal.
Oh, okay.
You've never finished Portal?
No. I got bored of it. No offense, but it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
So you
until you get to the end, and then it changes.
So, sorry, you could get.
I'm disappointed. Sorry, carry on.
You can get Chime off Xbox Live for 400 Microsoft points.
Chime.
Or you can buy it now on Steam for £4.99, I believe. Or
$4.99. It does have an E, so it is actually Chime.
It has got an E, yes.
But I'm calling it Chim Chimini Chim Chimini Chim Chim True.
Yeah, no, okay, so then. What they did with the Xbox 360 version, 100% of the proceeds went to One Big Game, which is a thing that's like a charity thing.
Give me the money.
Although I don't believe that they actually get that much now, because I think it changed after a certain amount of time. But for the PC version, they're a bit stingy, because only 5% of the royalties go to it.
Well, I imagine, is this Steam being released on
that? Yeah, I'd imagine Steam charged a lot.
I imagine Valve have quite a substantial cut of the monies.
It's a bit rude. But yeah, so it's like a music, it's not puzzle, but a music game. It's like Lumineers
so
on the PC.
Does it have cake in it?
It doesn't have cake.
Moist?
No.
Cake? No, again.
No, Paul, it does not. But yeah, so it's got Still Alive in it. So if you want Still Alive, pick it up on Steam.
I'm not getting many laughs so far today. I've made loads of jokes.
Oh, sorry, Paul.
Isn't that what the Portal song is?
It's
robot's
about cake.
Talking about moist cake or whatever it is.
Moist cake.
It is, isn't it?
No, it's...
Get a shot there. Mm-hmm.
They know them.
There is cake because the robot keeps promising you cake at the end.
I'm sure it is, isn't it? It's moist cake. It's delicious moist cake. Well, I don't know what it is. Let's...
If you just look up the lyrics of it, then it will tell you.
That's what
I'm sure there's loads of people that just know them all off by heart, like Charlotte and Tim.
I've only ever heard it once.
I prefer his other song, where Code Monkey.
We got cake. Cake is great.
That can't be right.
What's the lyrics, Paul? Moist cake.
Yeah, it's so delicious and moist, isn't it?
There you go, you just didn't look at the other... I'm sorry, Paul.
Right, stop. I'm not making stuff up, yeah?
Wait. No one's saying you're making stuff up.
It's so delicious and moist, all right?
It's moist cake.
All right, Paul.
Moist.
All right.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, we've got a letter from Stephen. Or should I call him Mr. Butler?
Whatever you want, Paul. Whatever you want.
I've given his full name out now. He might not like it. How does he spell his name? With a V, isn't it?
Steve with a V.
Okay, let's fix how I've spelled his name.
Oh, you spelled it wrong.
Oh. He says, hello, Paul and Catherine. And Adam, if you bothered to turn up.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. First off, it was good to meet you at last, Paul. Hopefully our... He actually wrote out. Paths may cross again in the near future at another crowded event, like MCM or Eurogamer, for example. So yeah, I bumped into the Stephen bloke at the Halo Reach event the other night, and he was there with two beers in his hand for like the whole night. There were always two beers in his hand.
You know, the Canadians call that double fisting.
Aside from there being far too many people at the Halo Reach event, did you have a good time? No. More importantly, did you manage to get home in time to get some StarCraft 2 in? Yes. One question I did want to ask both yourself and Catherine is, after seeing the elite Spartan squad and the team of hardcore players in action, how do you think your Halo skills would match up to those of what we got to see?
I'd kill a few more people than they had.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, no...
I'd need a bit of practice.
If we're on PC... I think I can hold my own quite well on PC first-person shooters. Like, even games I haven't played, I jumped into Crysis and was constantly, like, the top two or top three of the group after never playing
online.
I was
quite good on Halo Original. So,
you only ever played that with me.
I know, but I was saying whenever we played... No, we played it a few times with lots of people that we didn't know. But I was all right when we did that. And on Doom 3. I was good at that.
I only let you win that.
Whatever.
I did, because otherwise you'd get miserable and won't play like you do with every other game now. So yeah, PC I'd probably do quite well. The console, I mean, from what I've played of Halo Reach so far, I finished top three. And then the second match I finished first.
When did you play some multiplayer?
Yesterday. But that was zombie mode, and I'm good at zombie because I'm really good with the energy sword. Because I don't mind creeping around corners going, and killing people. But yeah, I mean, you know, against hardcore players on the console with the stupid analog stick, I probably wouldn't last very long.
No, I think I hold my own all right. I don't get top. I must admit, I can't remember.
Hang on a minute, Adam. I can kick your ass easy.
Yeah, apart from Minimum or Warthog. I kick ass on a Warthog. Well, the Mark 1 Warthog anyway, the one that don't blow up.
Yeah, you have a grenade on your bonnet and you'll be dead, mate.
Yeah.
You know... Okay, let's just... I am better than Adam at first-person shooters on a console.
You're better than me on RTSs as well.
You know, probably most games, actually, really.
I'm sure Adam could beat you at Street Fighter.
Yeah, you wouldn't stand a chance in Street Fighter.
I don't know, dude. I think I could... I'm not too bad at fighting games.
You'd just be button mashing.
No, I know all the moves.
All the moves in Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down towards punch. Down towards high punch. Down back... kick, up, kick, jump mode. Block, block, forward, block, kick, punch.
Are you saying I'm crap at games?
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Well, rude.
If you want to challenge me...
Well, I'm more of a single-player person anyway.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm still waiting for everyone to start playing me at StarCraft.
I am.
Adam.
You'll just kick my bum.
Adam. StarCraft. Come on, Adam.
I'm waiting for it to come down in price. It's a bit expensive for what it is on Mac.
It's the same price as PC.
I know, I'm ignoring the PC.
Same
I don't
price
know
as that Spider-Man game.
It's the same fracking version, Adam. It's on the same disc.
I know, but I really wanted Spider-Man. You download it. Web shooters and the...
You bought that Spider-Man rubbish over StarCraft. Jesus Christ.
And I still got to get Little Big Planet 2 and Gran Turismo.
So yeah, summing up, PC first-person shooter, I rock at. Console would win out. I mean, Tuesday
I'm
one
with
of
the cooperative.
How convenient. Tuesday one of the Halo geeks get on. I probably won't last very long, and I'll probably be sort of middle-ish. That's where I normally finish when I like played Modern Warfare for about 10 minutes when that came out, because that's rubbish. So yeah. He also goes on to say, don't forget, don't let Catherine stop your creative puns and jokes. It's the fun part of the show. Thanks for keeping me entertained for an hour or so each week. and keep up the good work. Cheers, Steve. So yeah, thanks for that. If you've got a letter you want to send us, you can send it to feedback@gamercast.net. You can also leave it on the blog itself, gamercast.net, in response to an episode. We've also got the forums, portalforums.net as well, and you can leave it on there too if you choose.
Yep.
So yeah, thank you for the letter, Stephen. We'll have more letters next week because I am stockpiling again. In your face, Sean, you'll have to wait till next week. moving along, as it is time to move along.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
In this segment, I play a sound clip, and all the noobs out there, good people out there, have to guess what it is. So last week, everyone would have heard this little clip here. This clip actually proved quite popular. We actually had many people try and guess what it was. Okay, so we had Catherine guess Phantasy Star.
I can't believe I didn't get that.
Adam guessed it was Risen. I don't know what you're playing at, Adam. Because normally don't you guess Harvest Moon? Charlotte guessed it was Harvest Moon. I don't know why she...
She was on the show.
Oh, she was... That's why it's on there, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sean guessed it was, what's his face? That dolphin bloke. What's his name?
Echo.
Isn't it Sonic the Dolphin and Echo the Hedgehog?
Echo the Dolphin!
Okay, he guessed it was Eco the Dolphin.
Echo.
Eco?
Echo.
E. coli. That's what it's short for.
E. coli. You know,
yeah, so Sean and Steven guessed it was Echo the Dolphin.
Aww.
The answer was...
Echo the Dolphin. Is it Tides of Time?
Darksiders. Nope, just kidding. The answer was... I don't know, it's Echo the Dolphin,
just
the first one. The one I played on the Master System.
Someone actually got it right.
Yeah, I think the actual recording came from the Mega Drive. So yeah, that's why I was surprised you hadn't done it.
I would know that, because hearing that now, then I'm used to hearing Echo hitting a thing and making his little squeaky sound.
Yeah, Sean actually made a few interesting comments with it as well. Actually, so did Stephen. Sean said... Echo the Dolphin in capital letters, and he says he always used to remember playing it on the PC, and he got scared when Echo would go underwater. Like, deeper he went, he'd get more scared.
Well, yeah.
I had the same effect, but it was less being scared and more being concerned how I can get air if I need to. Stephen also said he thought it was way too easy, and he was surprised that more of a team didn't get it straight away.
I haven't played Echo in a while.
Did Gary not guess what this was?
Gary couldn't remember, and he didn't email us in.
Oh, thanks, Gary. Stephen also says my clue about Tetris threw him off a bit. grats, Sean and Steve.
Yeah, big grats because... Oh, can't believe I didn't get that.
Yep, this week we've got something way cooler. This, I think, is a bit harder, and you console noobs might not do as well.
Is it PC, then?
Oh, dear.
It was on PC. Yeah. Any guesses?
So it's on consoles as well, then?
I don't know.
Did you play it?
No.
Oh.
Well, I've played... I think I probably played games in this series. I don't know if that's that specific game, because I really can't remember. Because as you can hear, it is quite old school.
It is.
It might have had a console port, or maybe like an Amiga port, or I don't know.
Did it have an Amiga?
It was on DOS.
Oh.
We're talking serious old school now.
I didn't have a PC at the time, so I can't give you any more information than that. Only that my friend had it on his computer. Adam, come on, spit something out.
I'm actually going to take a complete stab in the dark.
It's not Dizzy. 3D. Dizzy? Wasn't that like definitely on consoles, though? Didn't have a... like.
I don't know, I only ever played it on the Commodore.
I had it on the Spectrum, I think.
I never actually had Dizzy.
I had it on the Spectrum, but it would never work.
Yeah, I never played it all the way through. I loaded it up and then went, that's crap, and then moved on. I don't know why that just pops into my head, but I can't think of anything else because I, whatever it is, I know I've not played it. I've not heard that sound before.
Come on, Catherine.
I really want to say it's Cool Spot, but it's not Cool Spot.
Oh, that'll be a good one to do
I
next
know
week.
The Cool Spot music, so.
Yeah, Cool Spot's cool.
It's just making me think of Cool Spot. I don't know.
You don't know. Well, that's a good guess. You.
So yeah, something,
it's definitely a hard one.
Something on an old computer. Do you know, can you give me any more clues? That are helpful.
It's from a developer I've considered one of the best developers in the world.
One of the best?
Who makes Doom?
And it's not Bethesda. And it's not Blizzard.
Is it id?
Yeah, but id made Wolf 3D its first game. And it's not Wolf 3D.
Is it?
Who knows, man? Who knows?
Oh, you're so off.
Are you going to guess? Come on.
Well, that's definitely not Wolf 3D.
Why not? It could be like a bonus level.
Yeah, but you had Wolf 3D.
Oh.
There you go. I found that, didn't I? When we were going through your stuff.
You were going through my stuff?
No, when we were going through your games.
Through my games.
Your old games.
Don't you touch my games.
And we found it in a box? And I was like, oh, wow, that's really cute.
What box?
No, is it in a box?
What, in a jewel box? Like a jewel case?
No. It's a cardboard box, wasn't it?
I still have the cardboard box in it. Wow, I thought I checked it out.
Fair enough.
So yeah, I had Wolf 3D on the Archimedes. It's not Wolf 3D, though.
So you got a lot of respect for the company. Do you like their newer stuff, then? Do they still make games?
I don't think they've released anything in a while.
Oh, yes, you put me off.
Come on, what do you think it is?
You don't really know what it was on.
Like I said, it was definitely on DOS.
Populous?
What's that?
Oh. Populous? You don't know what Populous is?
Never heard of it.
It's Peter Molyneux's first game.
Peter Molyneux's first game was a text-based business simulator.
Fine, after that stuff.
He went into making databases or something.
He then made Populous. Well, it's obviously not Populous because you've never Populous. Even heard
hey,
let's of
Populous. Look at what this is. Populous.
Was it
definitely a tough one.
It's a genus of flowers.
No, it's not.
That's what Wikipedia says it is. Obviously, you're making stuff up.
I ain't making anything up.
It's Bullfrog, wasn't it, Populous?
Yeah.
Bullfrog. Oh my god, Wikipedia can't find it.
Maybe it's spelled. Oh, no, there you go.
I just searched for Bullfrog.
Series of video games.
Yeah, I have heard of it. I'm just messing about.
Oh, you're being silly.
Yeah. It's not this either.
Oh.
As cool as Peter Molyneux is.
You didn't like him that much.
He's cool.
I don't get it.
When he gives me a job on $100,000 a year designing Black and White 3, then he is cool.
Not Bethesda. And they haven't created a game for a while.
Well, they've done Fallout, haven't they?
No, you're saying that the company...
Oh, yeah, it's not... Come on, dude. Oh. My clues have been said.
Has the company released a game during the time that Gamercast has existed?
What's that, 2005?
2006.
2005, November.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They've not released... I don't know. No, I don't think so. Unless you count maybe a little port of one of their old games to an Apple platform or something.
I'm really thrown off by what the hell this is.
I'm trying to think what's been ported across to Apple, Ernie.
I'm trying to think what games Paul likes.
I have to say, this game I wasn't keen on.
No.
There's another clue.
You're not keen on lots of games.
I'm definitely not very... I mean, it was alright, but I definitely wasn't keen on this one.
I got a feeling when you tell me what it is, I'm actually going to have to Google it just to see what it is.
What was that, Catherine?
Commander Keen?
Maybe. Do you want to guess that or not?
I'll guess that.
You're going to guess which one? Because there was one or two, weren't there?
What was there?
Or six or seven, or maybe even more.
I'll just go with that.
Commander Keen, yeah?
I have no idea.
I don't think the first one even had music in it.
Oh. Number two?
I don't think this is... Well, whatever. No, just guess.
Okay.
No more clues.
Just come on, Keen. That's fine. Whatever.
Definitely not Wolf 3D then, yeah?
I don't think it's Wolf 3D.
No, it did have quite cool bonus
And you
levels.
Liked Wolf 3D.
Oh, did I? Okay. Well, if you think you know what it is,
put me out of my misery.
Yeah, just send a letter to me. I am feedback@gamercast.net.
Your feedback.
Yes. Leave it on the blog, gamercast.net, forums, blah, blah, blah. You know the score by now, people.
Twitter, whatever.
Well, don't do it on Twitter, because I might not see it. It has to be seen by my eyes. If they do it on Twitter,
I can see it, can't I?
My eyes. Okay, you think it's Commander Keen.
Sure. Whatever.
Commander Keen. What is that game? Commander Keen. Oh, yeah, that's it. The one with the kid, wasn't it? And he thought he was a commander. Yeah. All right, cool. Moving along.
Releases this week.
We've got one or two releases this week.
Yeah.
The main one, obviously, Halo Reach.
Yep.
The second main one is probably PlayStation Move, I'd say. That's quite major, really, isn't it?
Kind of out of that list, yeah. So we've got Halo Reach coming out Tuesday.
Yep, this is in Free Screws, Legendary, Limited, and
Standard. Normal. Yep. We've already talked about these, haven't we?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
So if you manage to get a pre-order for a Legendary, they come with a big figure.
Yeah, that's out on Tuesday.
Yep. You got Phantasy Star Portable 2 coming out on the PSP.
I take it this is a Game Boy Advance title.
PSP. So this is the second Phantasy Star Portable game to grace the PSP. I must say I haven't played any of the ones on PSP yet.
I mean, it has.
I've only played the one that's on DS.
I haven't played that one yet either. I just love the Dreamcast.
All right, come on.
Anyway, yeah. So new PSO game. Well, PSP game even, not PSO. Which is Phantasy Star Online.
Fantasy spelled Star wrong, of course.
Portable. Yeah, Fantasy with a P. So H. It's just a new Phantasy Star game.
Yep, NHL out, whoopee-doo-dah.
NHL 11 coming out on PS3 and 360.
It's a game called Lost Horizon, which is a sort of weird Nazi era weirdo game.
Yeah, so it's an adventure point and click, and it looks like Indiana Jonesy because it's in that kind of time period.
Yeah,
And it's got hand painted visual backdrops. They're not as epically cool looking as Whispered World, but they're quite interesting looking anyway.
Maybe it has better load times.
Maybe it does.
Wow.
And apparently the characters were developed by Claudia Kern, who's apparently a novelist. Writer person, and she also wrote the dialogue as well. But yeah, so a new point and click out if you want to pick
it up. If you like your mystery pointy
cookies,
tricky games.
Elder Saga, we mentioned last week because it officially got the release date of this week.
Yep, this is a Wii game.
No, oh yeah, yeah. And it's, as Charlotte actually said, in the Valhalla Knights series. I did not realize that.
Okay.
Junior Brain Trainer 2.
DS.
DS, brain training game for kids aged 7 to 11. Last Window, The Secret of Kate West. I'm pre-ordering this when I go to the Midnight Launch.
This is another DS game.
This is a DS game made by Sing, spelt with C-I-N-G, who sadly went bust, I think it was last year. And they're the guys that made Another Code and Hotel Dusk. So it's like adventure-type games with lovely visuals. And it features Kyle Hyde from Hotel Dusk as well. So I can't wait to pick this up. Because it'll be all film noir-y and beautiful-looking. And it'll have puzzles. And it'll be awesome.
Fun.
Patrician 4? Is that how you say it?
I guess.
Patrician. So this is...
Let's just call it Patricia.
Patricia?
Well, let's just shorten it to Trisha. Then it can sound like rubbish daytime TV. So this is out on a rubbish television near you.
Yeah, it's PC, and I didn't know anything about the Patrician series.
Neither do I.
Have you never heard of them before?
Isn't it like a strategy game?
I believe so. Yeah, I think so. By the guys that do Tropico.
Oh dear. Police Simulator. This is one I've been keeping my eyeball on.
Your one eyeball.
Yep, just one.
Not the two.
It's not having both. Let's face it, it's not having both. Police Simulator, this is out on Friday. This is kind of cool. This is like a top-down SimCity thing where you control the police force, basically.
Yes.
We have a police car as well.
Yeah, we got sent a police car for it.
Yep.
hopefully we'll pick up the game soon.
And, yeah, we'll have a review of it up probably next week, I'd imagine.
I'd hope so, yeah.
PlayStation Move. This is obviously the Move controller for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
You can get its basic set, which is the starter kit for £50 with it's got an RRP of £50, which comes with a Move controller and the PlayStation Eye as well if you don't have it.
And a demo disc.
Wow.
Yeah. Too cheap to even give you a game.
But yeah.
Yeah, you'll probably need a navigation controller for a lot of things as well, which is £25.
But on top of that, the reason why they've done it like this is the DualShock 3 and 6-axis controller can be used as a movement controller.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Extra Move controllers are £35 as well.
The rest of the games we've got are all Move games.
Yep, so there's Sports Champions. This is out Friday.
Sports stuff.
Start the Party, whatever this is.
Which is being made by Supermassive Games, who are actually in Guildford.
Supermassive, I've heard of them.
And it's just like iToy kind of games.
Yeah, racket sports, different says, tennis, table tennis, sport. You know, stuff like that. The eye scary monkey pet thing being re-released to...
feature Move support.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure what specifically they're going to enable with Move support, which the original didn't.
They've made specific toys for it.
Oh, what? So you'll hold the controller out and it will draw a toy on it, will it? Or something? Okay, Kung Fu Rider as well. This is a Kung Fu...
Where you ride on an office chair.
Yeah.
That's called Kung Fu Rider.
Yeah, well, you're a private detective or something, aren't you? And you have to kill the mob.
Just because he's Asian doesn't mean he does Kung Fu.
Yeah, he does. He's cool.
So you're just racing on office chairs. I'm not sure why it's specifically made for Move support.
Yeah, who knows?
But it could be a cute game as it is.
It's not. Moving along. So yeah, if you're a PlayStation fanboy who always used to say, yeah, the Wii's cool and I really want one, now you can have one without buying a Wii.
Yes.
But of course, like most PlayStation fanboys, you probably rubbished the Wii, so now you'll have to eat your own words to buy Move. Noobs. Right, moving along.
Previews and or reviews.
We'll tell you straight off the bat, Halo Reach is getting 5 out of 5, because we do not dare rate it lower than that, or else the Halo fanboys will kill us.
They will descend upon you and consume your body.
No, really, it's getting 5 out of 5 because it's a brilliant game. Multiplayer, we'll touch on multiplayer first. You know, it's your traditional Halo multiplayer, but you've got funky new weapons, you've got different classes to start with. You know, you earn credits for fighting, which enables you to get armor unlocks and all these other jib-jabs. So it's much more in-depth, more so like the Call of Duty with all the... more like Modern Warfare 2 with all the fancy stuff you can get and all this other jib-jab. So that's cool. We've also got your firefight mode and, you know, your Slayer,
we have to play some firefight
Zombie,
together.
King of the Hill. You know, all the dozens of different Halo multiplayer modes.
We should do the
I did hear that Firefight's been updated from the ODST version.
Oh yeah, Firefight is now way more customizable.
Way better.
And you've also got the ability to go into a waiting area and join people online, other than like the ODST one where you actually had to be online with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah,
so if none of your friends had it, you couldn't play it.
It's all normal, you know, how it works normally now.
That's good.
It's got a new Forge mode.
Yeah, Forge mode's been updated.
Saying that though, we've mentioned all this multiplayer stuff before.
Well, yeah, but I'm just getting that out of the way for the main bit, which is, of course,
the story,
the
game.
Single player campaign. So there's, well, it's really hard to describe because it plays.
I think the first level is really good.
Shh, spoiler.
That's not a spoiler.
Spoiler! Okay, you find out that the Master Chief is really a zombie alien from beyond the moon.
That's just crap you've made up, Paul.
I hope it is. Yes, it's of course it is. I just made that up. Yes. No, the Master Chief isn't in it.
Oh, it's cool though, because you can play as a man or a lady.
Yeah, so basically you play as this guy or lady. So when you start the game up, basically you customize your armor, select if you're a bloke or a woman, and you jump into the role of Noble Six, which is a person who has no backstory whatsoever, other than like a single one-liner saying...
They do talk a few times.
I'm talking, all right?
Hi.
All right?
I won't take part in this review.
There's like a single line where they say, I've read your Rooney file, even the parts that they didn't want me to read. So maybe you're a bit of a dodgy so-and-so. And he also mentions how you have to leave your lone wolf stuff behind. So, yeah. A
bit like ODST, where you're not playing someone specific, you're playing from a back step character instead of being like Master Chief, where you are like the dog's bollocks.
Which a jib jabber boy. Well, you're still a Spartan, so you still kick butt.
Yeah, yeah.
You can talk in the review. Don't pull that face of Eve, dude.
I ain't pulling a face.
Yeah, you are. So yeah, you play as this nameless person. I mean, it doesn't even have a name. It's just Noble Six.
Yeah, no choice of name.
So there's not so much as, oh, I'm playing as the Master Chief, I've got all this backstory, I'm really cool and all this. Sort of like Adam said, but less lame. It plays like a traditional Halo game. You know, the enemy is really fun to fight against. Killing grunts is fun. Killing elites is a welcome reversal back to how things used to be, because brutes suck. You know, lame-o. Elites are where it's at, because they look cool. They go...
Grunts are ugly as well.
What's ugly?
Sorry, brutes.
Brutes are. Yeah, they're big monkeys.
I just crossed the two names together. Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah, they're cool. You've got all the regular stuff like jackals, hunters and all that. But they've got different configurations.
I haven't seen hunter yet.
Yeah, I mean, you've got... Well, I mean, you have this to lesser extent in other games, but they've got much more, like, a variety of configurations.
When I was playing it, though, they didn't seem to run away from grenades as much as they usually do.
You were playing it on, like, easy, though, weren't you?
Normal.
Okay, well, play on a harder difficulty level and you will see the AI kick in and become the fierce opponent that it is.
Okay. Just,
and then an elite will come out and just kill you.
Usually run away. They're like, grenade!
Yeah, run away time.
They're not talking.
Yeah, it's
English.
They've kind of... it's less cartoony than the other Halo games. So in the other Halo games, you had like you had the classic character Sergeant Johnson, who was a laugh. You had Cortana, who was cool, and the Master Chief, and those three went really well together. But in this, there doesn't seem to be a sort of cool, jokey character. So they've taken it much more seriously, and tried to make it sort of more realistic without breaking the Halo formula. So it looks a lot more gritty looking. Speaking of graphics, they're not bad. I mean, it's not top.
It's updated.
Yeah, it's not. They can't really say it's top of the range, best looking first person shooter, because Modern Warfare 2, let's face it, does look pretty good. But obviously, that's going for a slightly different vibe, because Modern Warfare is going for hyper realistic, which seems to be the fashion nowadays. This is obviously still a sci-fi shooter, even though they have made it a bit more gritty. The scale of the campaign, though, seems to be, you know, it's much more wide open than the previous games. And it does feel like you're in a planetary conflict and you're moving all over the place to do all these things. Because before, like, you had one ship to back you up, but now you've got loads of backup and all this other stuff. You've got artillery strikes you can call in, loads of cool stuff like that. They've tweaked some of the way the armor features work as well. So you can, in previous Halo games, you had, like, the bubble shield and all these other pickups. In this, you've obviously got the jetpack, which is what everyone's focused on, but you've got a sprint ability, invulnerability ability, a hologram dude who runs off in front of you, which is really cool. You didn't see me doing that, did you?
Well, I've seen it be done in the game.
But
anyway,
I was doing it and making him look funny, like jumping off a cliff. The funniness, okay. I thought it was funny, seeing this guy just jump
smiling.
Off a cliff. But you look down the cliff and you see him running around down there and he can't get back up. So yeah, loads of cool abilities like that. You can only have one of the abilities at a time, though.
Yeah.
So unlike Crysis, where you can go maximum armor and maximum speed, you can only pick up one of these at a time. So it sort of limits you from that regard, but otherwise you'd just be like super overpowered. Also, unlike the other Halo games, instead of having newbie Marines with you who get killed after 10 seconds, you've got a Spartan with you, or even a group of Spartans with you fighting as well. And they don't get killed. Unless they're supposed to get killed. So that's kind of cool. Still got the music in there, although...
A bit more guitar riffy.
Yeah, well, you had the guitar riffy bits in the other ones.
Yeah, but not...
The music is good.
The main music, the main theme's really nice.
Yeah, it complements it quite well. We'll get the soundtrack when it's available, because it is good music in there. Although it doesn't... I mean, you don't seem to have the... I haven't really felt an epic moment. Well, actually, I suppose later on there's a bit of a sort of epic moment where you think, wow, man. Like when you first got in the Warthog in Halo 1 and you had the Halo theme going and all this cool stuff, you do sort of have an epic moment like that in it. I won't spoil it too much, but like getting in a Warthog in this one is like, oh, it's a Warthog. Like, you know, it's been done. But there's still an epic bit in there as well. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
The sound is good. They've made it a bit more bassy as well. So, like, you know, the energy shots from, like, Covenant transports and things like that, they've got a bit more of a boom to them now.
When my noble team lady runs, she sounds like a lady.
Yeah, as opposed to a man, which would sound really weird.
Which would sound really weird. Sounds quite good, though.
Weapons in there are good. They feel like they've got a lot of oomph to them, even though you sometimes have to, like, you know, obviously empty a clip or two into an elite, but they still feel like, you know, they feel like a manly weapon. They feel like a pea shooter like the Unreal games, which I've always, you know, even like the rocket launcher in Unreal seemed really pansy-ish. It didn't have a lot of to it, did it? You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, I mean, single player is really good. The story sort of develops nicely. I mean, it's, you know, as you can predict, it's about the Covenant landing on Reach and getting these artifacts like the Covenant always seem to do. If you've, you know, read the book, they were always trying to get their hands on, you know, these ancient Forerunner artifacts to figure out the way to go to the Divine Beyond or whatever it was they were after, the Great Journey. So yeah, it is cool to be fighting elites again. Very cool. Yeah, elites are cool.
Grunts are cool. They're so cute.
Yeah, but they're not as cute as they used to be.
Running around with their arms in the air.
Because like I said, it is taking itself more seriously than the other games. And having a grunt going, run away, isn't serious, apparently. So, sorry. So yeah, it's got, you know, a wide range of vehicle sequences in it and all this other stuff. I still don't trust the AI driver. No offense, but you're not a good driver. I don't see how you pass your test. Well, there was just one moment where the car just stopped because there was a piece of debris from a ship which had blown up in front of it, and I had to blow the piece of debris up so it was out of the way before the car would carry on. So there's a few, you know, annoying bits like that, as you've seen. So yeah, it's sort of, it's got the best bits of the other Halo games in there. Like, you've got the cool, I mean, I'm not really sure how to describe it, but you've got bits from, like, all the Halo games sort of mashed together, sort of different sequences. You've got sneaking around at night, sniping Covenant positions, and all these other little bits. But it doesn't seem to be as much as the traditional Bungie copy-paste of levels, so that's not as bad as
Well, yeah, the levels seem quite cool.
Yeah. It's cool, man. It's good. It's better than that Call of Duty rubbish. Oh, and the characters aren't as annoying as I expected them to be. There isn't as much annoying dialogue between them as I was hoping.
Yeah, I've noticed that. After hearing Charlotte play Mafia 2, they're really annoying because they tend to repeat the same lines as well after a while.
Yeah. So if you've listened to GamerCast for a while, I had always feared that the stereotypical lame-o characters they've got would get really irritating and bug me. They're not as bad as I would still rather them shut them up, but, you know, because obviously Bungie are much better at the arching storyline than the nitty-gritty details in there. So yeah, 5 out of 5. If you've got an Xbox 360, pick it up. If you don't have an Xbox 360, get an Xbox 360 and pick it up. If you're a PlayStation fan who says, Halo's rubbish, grow up and buy one. You do. Yeah. And the multiplayer's not bad either.
I need to play some more.
Although I get my butt handed to me on Tuesday when all the Halo geeks get on. With their funky giant analog sticks, which I'm sure they have.
You've got some time to get some credits, get better.
Yeah, but it's all going to get reset anyway, isn't it?
Maybe.
It is. So, yeah.
Even the ones you get.
As other Halo games have had, you've got the legendary difficulty mode, which they've spruced up the difficulty a bit more. So in Halo 3 and ODST, completing it on legendary wasn't too difficult because you could just do it cooperatively with a friend. And it just made it really easy. They've scaled up the difficulty for when you've got friends playing with you in Legendary. So yeah, that is welcome because it was fairly... I mean, I looked at my Halo 3 achievements the other day and I thought, wow, I've completed it on Legendary. I don't remember doing that. Like Halo 1 and Halo 2, you were there for ages doing it on Legendary. You wouldn't forget you'd done it if you had. Because it felt like a real achievement. Halo 3 made it easy because if you were playing with a friend, you could still respawn. In the previous other games, you could, if one of you died, that was it, basically. So yeah, but no, this is cool.
I'm tempted.
Come on, Adam, just get it. Get the 250 gigabyte, get the new Xbox 360, you know, get the silver limited edition one, you know, get the works.
Yeah, because that comes with Halo Reach, so you don't have to buy anything else.
On Tuesday, Adam, go and buy it.
Yeah, I will, because I got lots of money.
You just bought a house.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah,
I will get it, but just not now.
As I said right at the start, 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Adam, save your money.
Okay.
Wait a minute, didn't I say, no, Adam, you have to buy it on Tuesday.
Nope, I'll save my money.
Nope, you're going to buy it. Don't make me quit.
I don't think I can go without buying it. Because even though, like I said, I prefer my PlayStation, but I do still have my Xbox until it dies, and probably will get another one, I imagine. Even though I've got rid of a lot of my games, apart from Guitar Hero, I still can't part with Halo 3 or ODST.
You wouldn't get much for them now anyway.
No, but even though, even if I wanted to, I can't part with them.
Halo 3
I can't part with just for the fact I do like playing it, and ODST I dare not part with because I'm determined I will not get rid of that game until I've completed it.
Yeah, on those notes, so like the Halo games, you sort of felt attached to the Master Chief and like how he was a super soldier. ODST, you know, I mean, a lot of people bash ODST, but I actually quite enjoyed it because it felt like you're part of a team who were like cut off and alone, and it was much more of a darker, sort of creepy, oh my god, I'm going to die any second sort of feel to it. Not that it was, but
I agree with you because I like playing cooperative.
Yeah, you had the feeling of how frail a human was compared to like the Master Chief. And as you're going around this city, seeing what happened to your teammates while you were unconscious and you were finding out what happened to them all, it sort of had that feel. Halo Reach doesn't really get either of those sort of feels.
You are Spartans.
Yeah, you just don't feel attached to the person you play as much. You're just like a nameless guy. So, you know, it's still good though.
Well, I think they would have been better off to have had to play as a particular hero of the Spartan War.
Well, I think they deliberately decided to go out of their way and say, you're not going to play as any of those people.
Yeah, which I think it's a shame considering they've come from you playing as a hero of Master Chief, and it works really well as a hero story. It would have been nice to have had something different where you play as someone who everyone respects, and you respect your team, and you're a team leader, and you're like, hey, it's like playing Halo all over again, but you've got Spartans with you. And even if they had to say, yeah, at the end of the game will kill you off so that you have nothing to do with the rest of the Halo series, I would have been happy with that sort of thing, because you get that vibe of everyone's relying on you instead of you just being a grunt in the background.
Yeah, but you're still not a grunt in the background. You are a Spartan. There's only like, you know, 100 Spartans or however many there are. You know, there's not enough, and let's face it, all but like 5 or 6 of the Spartans were killed on Breach. So, you know, the Master Chief survived, some lady called Linda survived. I forget all their other names. I just remember that Linda woman. They all have really bad names as well, don't they? Linda.
Linda John. And John.
Hey, I know one of the names is called Cat. Don't have a go.
With a K.
Yeah.
Lame-o spelling.
I know that there is a Reach comic that's coming out which explains the story behind John and how he was taken from his parents and raised on Reach military base.
Well, I'll read the book. It explains it as well.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I saw that there's a comic.
That's the other thing I was going to mention. So in the other Halo games, it didn't feel like you were fighting, you know, in a proper world. You know, it felt like you've got all this stuff around you, but there's nothing but you and the Covenant. In this, you've got wildlife about, you've got civilians about, so that's cool. Civilian vehicles as well. So yeah, that sort of enriches it a bit more. Well, it sort of goes into what I was saying, it felt like a planetary scale combat as opposed to on a little ring.
Yeah.
Nice. And there is a lot of variety in the missions as well. So like, there's missions where you're flying a spaceship, where you're in like a low gravity Covenant ship and things like that. Which is cool.
I saw that they were in some sort of little helicopter thing, which looked like...
Oh, they have those skanky things in Halo 3, didn't they?
Is it a Falcon?
I don't know what they are.
It looked a bit more chunkier than the ones that were in Halo 3. It looked like a mixture between that and a Pelican.
They've got flying vehicles in it, whoopee-doo-dah.
Yeah.
The Banshee's where it at. If you check out my avatar, he has a Banshee flying around him. Wee-wee. You get the Banshee dude in the Halo Reach controllers, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, 5 out of 5. As I've third or fourth time I've said it.
So many times.
Just buy the fracking game.
Yep.
Buy the game.
Okay, anyone else got any comments?
No.
Then it's time to end the show.
Wicked.
Adam's happy because now he can clear off for another week. Until he finds an excuse to Sky Valve.
I can go make my dinner because Sarah's not making my dinner for me because she's in Amsterdam and I'm home alone.
Lol.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll be back next week. I take it, Adam, you'll also be back?
I will have to let you know what Sarah wants to do because next week is Sarah's 30th birthday and we're going to Devon. So I imagine we'll be back, but it depends what she wants to do because she's the birthday girl, so it's down to her.
Devon. Of all the places you could go, you go to Devon.
I'm staying in a very nice, romantic bed and breakfast.
You could at least stay in Somerset or Dorset.
Dorset?
Or even Wiltshire.
No, we're going to Devon.
Eh, just go to Cornwall.
Yeah, we're going to Devon, so we're either going to go down on the Gulf, or if the weather's really nice, we're going to go down on the Harley.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
You and your Harley Davidson fanboy motorbike.
Yeah, love it.
Fanboy, I'd get a Japanese motorbike.
Oh, those high-pitched crotch rockets.
Yeah, those no man bikes, sound like your wussy American bike.
There's nothing wrong with a Harley Davidson.
See, he's an Apple fanboy, a PlayStation fanboy, and a Harley Davidson fanboy. Aren't you, Adam? Right.
Yeah.
And anytime he sees someone on anyone else's sort of bike, he's like, oh, look at your rubbish bike. Aren't you? Admit it.
My bike's better.
See? So yeah, that's it for this week. We'll see everyone next week. If you've got any anti-Harley Davidson emails, please feel free to send them in. Thank you.
And as usual, feedback, gamercast.net.
Yeah, I've already said that.
On the blog, Twitter, Facebook, Steam, YouTube, whatever.
And we've got a bunch of unboxing videos this week on YouTube.
Yeah, there'll be a Legendary Halo and a Halo Reach console going up
and
on YouTube.
And the guide.
And the guide.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you next week. Yeah, I'm going to be flipping bidgy. Busy.
Bidgy.
Bidgy.
Cool.
Bidgy.
Bidgies. What the hell's a bidgy?
I don't know. And we'll see everyone next week.